Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Severe and real differences of opinion on the important issues of the day here at Magic 106.7. No, not the Mueller report. How you cut your sandwich, which is insane, but it's true. I'll have to start over sometimes. If the cut isn't right on the sandwich, I'll just put it away and try again.
Yeah, you're interesting because we were discussing, you know, we often bring in sandwiches here because we like to eat around this time of the morning. And we were talking about how you cut the sandwich, whether you do it diagonally so you have the pointy ends or whether you do it straight down the middle. But you do a hybrid of both. You're like, I can't do it exactly diagonal and I don't do it exactly up and down. I do kind of a crossbreed. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I
like never a third, heard of that. Two-thirds or something like that.
Really?
The pointy ends feel a little...
dainty?
Dainty to me. White linen and, you know, my pinky out here to eat the sandwich. And then cutting it just in half feels a little sloppy something.
Rachel, how do you... Rachel Robichaud is our guest. She's a student at Mass Bay College. Yay, Rachel.
Hi.
She's been with us this morning. How do you cut your sandwich?
So... David, I like my dainty sandwich.
You do, huh?
I do.
Are we doing
like...
this? Oh, okay. So that's how it's going to be.
I do. I like...
You threw shade at her dainty
you
sandwich.
You do the pointy triangle thing.
The pointy triangle thing, because that way, you know, you can eat it without getting it all over your cheeks. When you like...
That's
when you
a really good point.
Yeah.
Right in half, and you have those two rectangles, you go for it. You have that
small,
extra
little, tiny bite,
the extra mayo, ketchup. Mm-hmm. I guess you're not really putting ketchup on the sandwich.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
Over here,
all
on
over
each
on your
side,
cheeks.
Right?
Yeah, because you have to dive right in.
So it's kind of like you have the Joker face, like it goes extends your smile like all the way up to
all
your
right,
ears.
All right,
like
all right.
Then you have to
get
the mayonnaise and clean the face. But if triangle, you just you angle it correctly and you just
But when you're eating a sandwich like that, it's like it's in your hands and you know what I mean. It's very. As opposed to cutting with a knife
and
fork.
So you want sandwich eating to be a manly experience.
I just want to be full all in, a full body experience.
Okay, understandable.
Kendra, what do you do?
I have to go right down the middle because I need as much bread and as much space to grab and just shove it into my mouth as quickly as I can and get the most meat part. I feel like if I cut it diagonal, there's not enough bread and substance for me to just bite into a good bite.
But isn't
know.
It funny that people have such preferences when it comes to stuff like that? It's like the toilet paper being over or under. Like you're either
Absolutely.
A diagonal cutter or you're a straight cutter. There's no other way.
We have. I would just ask our visitor here because she knows nothing of this of what I'm about to say. When I bring a sandwich into work, I don't bring a sandwich into work. Yeah, you know what I'm about
to
say.
I know.
I bring, and anybody listening right now, I bring pieces of a sandwich into work. I bring the bread. I bring the cheese wrapped up. I bring the, condiments, mayo or mustard wrapped up, if I'm having a little turkey or something. And then when I'm at work, I put it all together.
He's
so
an assembler.
So you don't end up with a soggy mess of a sandwich that's been wrapped in plastic for several hours. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I would ask you, what if you put the sandwich together minus...
The condiments.
The condiments.
That's... No.
No?
No, it's got to be everything separate until it's together. And then they meet for the first time, and then I eat it.
Yeah, he does a full-scale assembly.
I can't even imagine.
Is there satisfaction in constructing the sandwich at work?
That's
Do you think
exactly
that's part
what
of it,
is.
Too?
Yeah. It's like making a cocktail or assembling, putting it all together. That's where the fun is.
Hey, See, okay. Not me. I'll eat the soggy sandwich.
You try it. Don't knock it till you try it.
The soggy sandwich, though, it's already been brewing and all of the condiments, so it's almost more flavorful because that bread is already flavorful and soggy.
A marinade of mayonnaise, turkey, and cheese. No.
I'm just not organized enough in the morning to have the time to package each element up separately and then to put the little mayo in the Tupperware and all that. I just have to flap it all together.
I don't have the Tupperware for that.
I don't think I slide it into a bag and it goes like in my purse sometimes. I don't know. It's just, there it is.
Back pocket.
Yeah. Got to get up a little earlier. I don't know. You have issues like I do, these the condiment issues. You know, yeah. Everything's got to travel separately until it meets later.
So, I put it on Facebook to see what people would think, you know, if they want to weigh in on our, the three choices.
The diagonal cutter, the straight cutter. What are we calling David's cut?
I did the halfway to diagonal. I don't know.
Halfway to diagonal. I don't know what it is. That's okay. I'll take that. Title it if you want. That's fine. Mock if you will. I don't care. I'll enjoy my sandwich. You can dial in at 617-931-1067 and chime in the comment section on the Facebook post, which is going up in just a second. Hey, we've got another edition of Throwback Live at 825. Sue with a 5-game lead.
Yeah.
Kendra's going to attempt the comeback. That's next after we check Magic Traffic, and Sue is ready to go with a look at our drive this morning. And we are sponsored this time, Sue, by the Museum of Science. What's going on?
All right. 93 Southbound. We've got a slow roll. Lots of brake lights from Medford, Roosevelt Circle, all the way down to the Zakum and into the O'Neill Tunnel Expressway northbound. Now 28 minutes to make that trek. Mass Pike, you're slow from the Market Street overpass over to Cambridge Street. Remember that Everett Avenue at the Tobin Bridge on-ramp is closed off because of a much earlier pedestrian accident. You want to avoid that. You can use the 5th Street on-ramp instead. Tobin Bridge now, that's stretching back to the Chelsea curves.
Okay, cloudy with drizzle today. Cloudy, drizzle, and fog tonight, 54. And then for tomorrow, clouds and showers. It's going to warm up tomorrow to 70, warmer again on Saturday. And then Easter Sunday, it will brighten up. Grass is going to be wet for the Easter egg hunts, though. And cooler, about 60 degrees on Sunday. We're at 44 now along the Charles. Let's go. It's time for Throwback Live at 825. That's next. Magic 106.7.
Right now, we are broadcasting this same Geico ad all across the radio. Because letting all types of listeners know it's easy to switch and save with Geico just feels so unifying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.